We've been hearing stories about the tens of thousands of Syrian refugees and other migrants who've made their way to Hungary. And it's worth remembering this is a country with its own troubled history of migration. Nearly 60 years ago, it was Hungarians who were clamoring for spots on trains to Austria. Lauren Freyer has this story of one Hungarian man who has lived through it all.
My car is there in the Vérmező site.
Robert Bikesi leaves his van idling in a no-parking zone in Budapest while he loads supplies into the back, bottled water, fruit, sleeping bags. He's driving it all out to an overcrowded migrant detention center near the Serbian border.
Because of now 6,000 people without food, without water, without blankets.
So you're going to take that whole pile of stuff?
Yes. It's all is donated.
He spent the past week ferrying donated clothes and food to the people streaming into his country. He's one of thousands of Hungarian volunteers. Bikesi is a sprightly 75 years old, and he knows what it's like to be uprooted, starting with World War II.
I was five years old in German concentration camp with my family. My father died in the camp. That is also a historical time. Now it is a whole historical time.
Bikesi is a Hungarian Jew, one of the few who survived Hungary's wartime collaboration with Germany and Nazi occupation. More than 500,000 Hungarian Jews were murdered. Then, a decade later, the teenaged Bikesi watched foreign troops enter Budapest again.
In 1956,
his family lived near the Hungarian radio building in Budapest, where the first shots of the Hungarian Revolution were fired. It was a short-lived uprising against Soviet control.
And I, from the windows, looked the shooting. I see one of the main streets in Budapest was burning. A Russian tank I see him with my eyes, yes.
And did you stay in Budapest?
One of my uncle come to take me with a motorcycle and take me to the countryside.
Bikesi fled the city as Soviet tanks rolled in. 250,000 Hungarians fled the country by train and on foot to the Austrian border. They were fleeing conflict in their corner of Europe. Now the people on those same railroads are seeking refuge in Europe. Still, Bikesi says such scenes of refugees packing trains, crossing borders here, are sometimes too much for him.
Some nights I don't sleep. It's not possible to realize this situation was just now here in Hungary. It's more parallel, like my childhood.
Bikesi has been handing out water and blankets to refugees all week. He talks about meeting one particularly panicked Syrian boy.
I hold in my hand at 11 years old boy, and then just a minute and
he breaks down. He says he saw himself some 70 years ago. And with that, Bikesi dives back into the crowd of volunteers, hoists up a big plastic bag of donated clothes, and lugs it off to his van, heading to the refugees. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Budapest.